MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, October 21, 2025. The state attorney general has joined a group suing Trump. Three locals are held on drug charges. Sunny, breezy, low 60s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 11:48 p.m. State House reporter Christian Wade writes, Attorney General Andrea Campbell of Massachusetts has joined about two dozen other Democrats in suing the Trump administration over its decision to pull the plug on a $7 billion solar energy program for low-income households. The lawsuit filed in U.S. District Court in Washington alleges that the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency violated federal law and the Administrative Procedures Act when it terminated the Solar for All program approved by Congress in 2023 as part of the Biden administration's Inflation Reduction Act. The AGs argue the move was government overreach and that the EPA lacks the authority to claw back federal money previously approved by Congress for the solar program. Gloucester Times reporter Ethan Foreman writes three people facing charges of trafficking fentanyl, methamphetamine, and cocaine after a Saturday morning traffic stop were ordered held without bail during their arraignment Monday in Gloucester District Court, pending a dangerousness hearing scheduled for Monday, October 27. The police report sheds light on how they were able to catch up with the trio in the first place. Those arrested are 31-year-old Haley Hart LaBrie of Gloucester, 30-year-old Paul Fagundes of Salem, and 37-year-old Eglizard Sela of Peabody. More news after this break.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Hey there, it's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSONewsSports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on MSONewsSports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at MSONewsSports.com.
Michael McHugh reports in the Salem News, the question in Middleton is, who wants to buy the police station? Well, the bidding starts at $1 million. The nearly 80-year-old Middleton Police Station is the first of the soon-to-be-obsolete town buildings put up for sale ahead of the completion of the new municipal complex with a combined town hall, community center, and public safety building. As the town of Middleton prepares for the opening of the new municipal complex, expected to be complete by February, officials are soliciting public input on the buildings being left behind, which contain varying levels of historical significance, zoning flexibility, and maintenance needs. The current buildings that will be replaced by the new complex include the police station at 65 North Main Street, the fire station at 4 Lake Street Memorial Hall, which serves as Middleton's Town Hall at 48 South Main Street, and Old Town Hall, which houses the Middleton Council on Aging at 38 Maple Street. And Caitlin D. reports in the Newburyport Daily News in Salisbury, local children, families, and community members looking for a spooky and safe way to celebrate Halloween need look no further than Salisbury Parks and Recreation's Trunk or Treat event on Thursday. The fifth annual party takes place from 5 to 7 p.m. and features dozens of vehicles lining Broadway, where owners will be handing out candy to those dressed in costumes or anyone with a sweet tooth. Salisbury Parks and Recreation Administrator Jen Rokentendens. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, the Beverly Boys soccer team won its second straight Northeastern Conference title yesterday with a 4-0 win over Gloucester. Daniel Silva netted two goals, and Adam Porcello was in goal for the shutout. Swampscott tops Saugus 3-1 with Milad Sassine, Simon Ramos, and George Spelios, each getting a goal. The Bishop Fenwick girls soccer team beat St. Mary's 2-1 yesterday for their fifth win in a row. Swampscott edged Saugus 2-1 behind a 17-save performance by Eve Byrne in goal. In girls' field hockey, Marblehead and Danvers tied 3-3. Linfield shut out Amesbury 6-0 to improve to 12-1-3. Izzy Fiorentino and Mia Capitalupo each had goals for the Pioneers. Marblehead volleyball team upped its record to 14-2 with a 3-0 win over Notre Dame of Hingham. Peabody topped North Andover 3-1 for the Tanners' 11th win of the year. Lynn Classical blanked Somerville 3-0. The Rams are now 17-2. They were led yesterday by Brooke Braswell's strong performance. Bruins were off last night. They play the Florida Panthers at the Garden tonight. And the 2025 World Series is set. Last night, the Blue Jays edged the Mariners 4-3 to win the American League pennant and will now face the Dodgers in the World Series that begins Friday night in Toronto. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.